We have been recording with shit for hella long, you know what I'm saying? That was like a hobby, like just like rapping, fucking with the equipment, doing all that shit was a hobby too, you know what I'm saying?
And around that same time too, I found a studio out in Berkeley to where we could pay like pennies and go in and record.
We had a spot called the Onion Lab. The Souls of Mischief were to me, they were like the key inspiration for having your stuff together. Like I told you, at 7 or 8, I was like, y'all got demos?
By the time it was time for us to do demos, I already knew how to work a 4-track tape recorder fully, completely. And that's how the demos ended up sounding so good going to the labels. And I attribute that to Sir Jinx.
But the demo though, that was like Plea pretty much, you know what I'm saying? Like Plea and me was recording the shit, you know what I'm saying? I guess they thought it sounded hella good or something for a demo, you know what I'm saying? Like it was just advanced to them.
The one thing that went into making the demo that didn't go into the other stuff was, let's make every song different.
It was such a like distillation of like, of who they were, their age, where they came from, and like their talent as beat makers and MCs in that moment.
I think Make Your Mind Up was on the demo. You know, the infamous Taxi song was on the demo.
It had Fraud in My Suit, probably Make Your Mind Up, Cab Fare.
Instead of My Girl and Cab Fare, people call it Taxi song, but it's really called Cab Fare.